Call to order the municipality of the District of St. Mary's for a good council meeting. Today is Wednesday, January 21st, 2026, and it is 5:00 PM. We acknowledge that we're gathering the Mi'kmaq, the traditional unceded territory of the Mi'kmaq people. May I have roll call, please?
Warden Fuller.
Here.
Deputy Warden Malloy.
Here.
Counselor O'Connell.
Here.
Counselor Hibble.
Here.
Counselor Beaver.
Not here yet. There being a quorum, though, we can continue. So in chambers tonight is CAO Leslie McFarlin, Director of Economic Development, Kira Brewer, and Municipal Clerk Jensia Rudolph. Before you have the agenda for tonight, are there any additions to the agenda? Hearing none, I would like a motion to approve the agenda for tonight.
A motion to approve.
Counselor O'Connell and Deputy Warden Malloy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The agenda is approved. Before you have the minutes of the council meeting held on December 3rd, 2025. Excuse me. Are there any additions, errors, or amendments to those minutes? Hearing none. The minutes of December 3rd, 2025 are approved. We do have some recommendations. Any business arising from those minutes? Hearing none, good recommendations. From the committee of the whole meeting in December 3rd, 2025, there were no recommendations. And the committee of the whole meeting on January 7th, 2026, on the recommendation of Counselor Beaver, seconded by Counselor O'Connell, council approved the Strait Engineering Limited to build a plan by March 31st, 2026, for St. Mary's to fulfill the requirements of Section 18 of the Nova Scotia Department of Environment and Climate Change Transfer Station C&D approval to operate for the quoted price of $16,300 plus HST, funded from the remaining available $30,000. I have a motion to accept that recommendation.
I'll make that motion.
Counselor Teagle.
I'll second.
Counselor O'Connell. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The recommendation is passed. Motion's passed. The second is on the recommendation of Deputy Warden Malloy and seconded by Counselor Tebow. Council agreed to provide a loan guarantee to the Sherbrooke and Area Volunteer Fire Department for the acquisition of a 2013 Freightliner pumper truck in the amount of $125,000 through the Royal Bank of Canada on a five-year term. If the department defaults on the terms of the loan, the municipality will fund the payments through the annual fire tax levy revenue collected on behalf of the Sherbrooke and Area Volunteer Fire Department. I have a motion to approve that recommendation.
I'll make that motion.
Counselor Teagle.
I'll second.
Deputy Warden Malloy. And you'll be abstaining from this, Counselor O'Connell. Okay. All those in favor? That recommendation is. For your information, we do have a copy of the. And this is from the bank. Outside committee reports, we have two of them. One from Deputy Warden Malloy from the Solid Waste and one from Tourism. Are there any questions for Deputy Warden Malloy regarding the Solid Waste? Questions of them, and for the record, it is now 5:06. Counselor Beaver is in attendance. Does anybody have a question for Counselor Beaver regarding his report from Tourism Guysburg? Hearing none, move on to the next matter of business. Is the CAA report for November and December updates. Leslie, highlight. The highlights, there's a lot of them.
I'll say that the report is available for reviewing in detail if you'd like, so I'm happy to take any questions on it.
And lots of progress on many files, as you can see there. We do have the upcoming Winter Fun Fest, February 21st and 22nd, so that's exciting. There's a good update on a number of programs in community development and recreation. And although this is a report for November and December, I know that many folks are aware that the rink had been out of commission for a couple of days. And I'm pleased to advise that it's back in working order now. And so programming will be resuming. There isn't any Friday programming tomorrow. They have to get the ice back in shape. And then it'll be resuming on Saturday. So that's more of an update than a CAO report item. But that is available. And then also that the REMO is moving forward, and the REMO position, the REMO coordinator position is actively advertising now to be filled. Thank you.
So anybody have any questions for Melissa? Right now? And that being the end of this agenda for this meeting? The meeting is adjourned at 5:00.
Okay.